With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Professor Tom Dardis was teaching a college class in modern American literature.
One of my not-too-bright students one day asked me, Professor Dardis, how come all the writers we read in this course are alkies? How come?
Tom Dardis didn't have an answer, but he realized the statement was true. Hemingway, Faulkner, Fitzgerald, Dreiser, O'Neill, all alcoholics.
I could add some more names, John Cheever, for example, Truman Capote, who was hospitalized 22 times in the last 18 months of his life.
A few top women writers were alcoholics, Juna Barnes, Jean Stafford, Dorothy Parker, but the majority escaped the disease.
Most of the better women writers, for example, Edith Wharton, Flannery O'Connor, it seems to be a masculine prerogative that men do this.
The question posed by Tom Dardis' student prompted a book, The Thirsty Muse, in which Dardis looks at the alcoholic history of four key authors. Dardis says many writers considered it an artistic duty to drink heavily.
You're essentially thwarting authority, and you're expressing yourself, and essentially, more importantly, you're coming into contact with your genius.
Unfortunately, Ernest Hemingway, the writer's writer, set a powerful bad example.
And everybody knew how much Pompa drank day and night. And if he can do it and write this well, it behooves me to do just as well.
The artistic plus of heavy drinking had disastrous repercussions on most of the alcoholic authors Dardis tells us about in his book, The Thirsty Muse. It's a Tickner and Fields trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
All of the major American writers in this century, with very few exceptions, American writers, have been, in fact, alcoholics.
That's Tom Dardis, who looks at alcohol and the American writer in his book, The Thirsty Muse. Dardis says such greats as Hemingway, Fitzgerald, and Faulkner were either dead or all but written out by the time they reached their 40s.
Well, people have often wondered, when I meet people in Europe, why is it your great American writers, by the end of the 30s, the beginning of their 40s, they are really finished, whereas we have our Thomas Mann, we have our Tolstoy, who are writing in their 60s and 70s, and beyond, for that matter.
Tom Dardis says most of the great American authors wrote under hangover conditions.
Well, what's the phrase from Hemingway? I think I include in the book there. I was nursing a mastodon hangover.
Dardis says that of the major authors he focuses on, it was F. Scott Fitzgerald who handled booze the worst.
He, of all these writers, was the most vulnerable to alcohol. He passed out very, very quickly. He should never have drunk anything at all in his life.
Whereas such writers as Hemingway and Faulkner drank copious amounts of alcohol and still functioned. A fact Hemingway was especially proud of.
Being able to hold your liquor well in large quantities was the definition of masculinity. Hemingway kept saying that. Any man who can't drink is not really a man.
But Faulkner's is the most harrowing story. Blackouts, DTs, hospitalizations, and he kept on drinking anyway.
He just felt a life without liquor was a life not worth living.
The story of alcohol and the American writer is told in The Thirsty Muse by Tom Dardis, a Tickner and Fields trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his book, The Thirsty Muse, Tom Dardis says that alcohol played a major role in the burnout of such great American writers as Fitzgerald and Hemingway, whose best work was written in their early years.
It was Faulkner that went on the longest, still producing absolutely first-rate material into his mid-40s. After that, he too shows a decline.
But if the lives ended badly for most of the writers Tom Dardis focuses on, there is still a happy ending to the book. Playwright Eugene O'Neill, in his late 30s, overcame his alcoholism and went on to write his best work.
Partly, I think, through sheer willpower, and partly because of a very early case of psychoanalysis, one of the first recorded cases where an American artist of any genuine significance actually went to a therapist.
Tom Dardis believes that writers today are drinking just as heavily as in the days of Hemingway and Fitzgerald, although many have switched from booze to controlled substances.
There's a myth in American writing that alcohol and creativity are linked together forever. One of the purposes of this book is to change people's minds about this.
Tom Dardis agrees that even though alcoholism disrupted the lives of many great American authors, their work was stamped by genius.
Yes, they were a bunch of drunks, absolutely, unequivocally. Nevertheless, despite this handicap, they wrote these absolutely fantastic books that we read and reread.
The Thirsty Muse by Tom Dardis is a Tickner and Fields trade paperback. In it, he quotes Hemingway as once saying, "There are a lot of things that don't taste good anymore that used to taste all right." Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.